is other business. Our first item of other business is All Climate Storage of Millsboro, formerly known as Dagsboro Storage Facility, Site Plan 21-38, preliminary site plan.
This is a preliminary site plan for the establishment of a self-storage facility to include nine buildings of non-climate controlled storage space totaling 19,700 square feet and one building of climate controlled storage space totaling 100,300 square feet. Staff note that the 400 square feet of the climate controlled building will be used as office space. The parcel is 6.17 acres and is located on the northeast side of DuPont Boulevard, Route 113, in the combined highway corridor overlay zoning district. The applicant requests a waiver from the transit and pedestrian accommodations that are required by the overlay district under Chapter 115-194.1, Section G of the code. The applicant also requests a waiver from the interconnectivity requirement established in Chapter 115-220, Section B. Staff note that the waiver letter included in the packet included a third request. The applicant also requested a waiver from retaining the existing native vegetation within the 20-foot landscape buffer from DuPont Boulevard, Route 113, required under Chapter 115-194.1, Section E. The applicant seeks these waivers due to the facility being secured in fenced self-storage. The zoning is C1 General Commercial and AR1 Agricultural Residential Zoning Districts, and the tax parcel is District 233, MAP 5, Parcel 153, and staff are awaiting agency approvals.
Everybody okay with the interconnectivity waiver?
Yeah.
Okay, Mr. Chairman, I make a motion we approve the preliminary site plan for All Climate Storage of Millsboro, formerly known as Dagsboro Storage Facility, Site Plan 21-38, with final approval by staff upon receipt of all of agency approvals.
A second.
It's been moved and seconded to approve the All Climate Storage of Millsboro, formerly known as Dagsboro Storage Facility, Site Plan 21-38, as a preliminary with final approval to be by the staff subject to receipt of all other agency approvals. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Thank you. Our next item is Subdivision 2021-33, Workman's Crossing, Phase 2. Final subdivision plan.
This is a final subdivision plan for the subdivision of a 7.66 acre more or less parcel of land into three lots. The property is located on the northeast side of Brittingham Road, Sussex County Route 455, 0.16 miles north of the intersection of Brittingham Road and Pepperbox Road, Sussex County Route 66. The Planning and Zoning Commission approved the preliminary subdivision plan at their meeting of Thursday, June 23, 2022. The final subdivision plan complies with the Sussex County zoning and subdivision codes and all conditions of approval. The tax parcel is District 532, MAP 15, Parcel 11, and the zoning district is AR1 Agricultural Residential, and staff are in receipt of all agency approvals.
Mr. Chairman, in regard to 2021-33, Workman's Crossing, Phase 2, 2021-33, I move for approval of the final subdivision plan.
A second.
It's been moved and seconded to approve the subdivision 2021-33, Workman's Crossing, Phase 2, final subdivision plan as a final. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Thank you. Our next item is Red Mill Pond South Amenities. This is Subdivision 2004-17, Revised Amenities Plan.
This is a revised amenities plan for the construction of a 1,600 square foot clubhouse, 2,040 square foot pickleball court, 1,500 square foot pool, as well as parking and other site improvements to be located within the existing subdivision of the villages at Red Mill Pond South. The property is located on the north side of Deerwood Lane. The final subdivision plan for the villages at Red Mill Pond South was approved by the Planning and Zoning Commission at their meeting of Thursday, August 15, 2007. The applicant has submitted a letter of support from current homeowners within the development, which contains signatures from 30 of the 48 existing homeowners. The amenities plan complies with the Sussex County zoning and subdivision codes and all conditions of approval. The Tax parcel is District 334, MAP 5, parcel 170, and the zoning district is AR1, Agricultural Residential Zoning District. Staff are in receipt of all agency approvals and looking for final by staff.
Okay. Mr. Chair, with regards to Red Mill Pond South amenities 2004-17, I make a motion to approve the revised amenities plan with final by staff upon receipt of all agency approvals.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded to approve Red Mill Pond South amenities subdivision 2004-17, revised amenities plan with final approval to be by the staff subject to receipt of all other agency approvals. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Thank you. Our next item is Welch's Pond Clubhouse Amenities, subdivision 2017-20, and this is a final amenities plan.
This is a preliminary amenities plan for the construction of a 3,988 square foot clubhouse, 1,568 square foot lion, and a 2,964 square foot pool, 1,500 square foot playground, as well as parking and other site improvements to be located within the existing Welch's Pond subdivision. The property is located on the north side of Deaver Circle. The final subdivision plan for Welch's Pond was approved by the Planning and Zoning Commission at their meeting of Thursday, July 9th, 2020. The amenities plan complies with the Sussex County Zoning and Subdivision Code and all conditions of approval. Staff also note that a waiver letter was received on July 13th, 2022. The applicant requests a waiver from parking within the front yard setback under Chapter 115-166, Section C, and the parking screening required under Chapter 115-166, Section H. This waiver letter was included in the supplemental packet. Tax parcel is District 334, MAP 12, parcel 16.08. And the zoning districts are AR1 Agricultural Residential and GR General Residential Zoning District. Staff are awaiting agency approvals and are looking for final by staff.
Okay, so on the agenda it was listed as a final site plan approval, but it is in fact a preliminary?
I do see that now, and I missed that.
That's
I believe it should be a preliminary, not a
that's
final amendment.
Okay, just preliminary. You certainly, you know, what you read into the record, it would be a preliminary, so that's fine. Okay, that's a preliminary, folks.
All right. Everybody good with the parking? I don't have a problem with
it. Yeah, I'm good.
Okay. Mr. Hopkins, you okay?
I'm good.
Okay. All right, Mr. Chair, with regards to Welch's Pond Clubhouse Amenities 2017-20, I make a motion to approve the preliminary amenity plan with final by staff upon receipt of all agency approvals.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded to approve the Welch's Pond Clubhouse Amenities Subdivision 2017-20, final amenities plan as a preliminary with final approval to be by the staff subject to receipt of all other agency approvals. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Thank you. Our next item is Sweet Bay Amenities, Subdivision 2018-26, Preliminary Amenities Plan.
This is a preliminary amenities plan for the construction of a 1,400 square foot pool, two 425 square foot structures to contain bathrooms and pool supply storage, a fence, as well as parking and other related improvements to be located within the existing subdivision of Sweet Bay. The property is located on the north side of Zion Church Road, Route 20, approximately 0.25 miles west of Bayard Road, Sussex County, Route 384. The final subdivision plan for the development was approved by the Planning and Zoning Commission at their meeting of Thursday, June 11, 2020. If this preliminary amenities plan is approved, the applicant will be required to submit a revised subdivision plan for recordation. The amenities plan complies with the Sussex County Zoning and Subdivision Codes and all conditions of approval. Tax parcels are District 533, MAP 11, parcel 81, and parcel 82.01. The zoning is AR1 Agricultural Residential, and staff are awaiting agency approvals.
Mr. Chair, with regards to Sweet Bay Amenities 2018-26, I make a motion to approve the preliminary amenities plan with staff, with approval, final approval by staff upon receipt of all agency approvals.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded to approve Sweet Bay Amenities Subdivision 2018-26, preliminary amenities plan as a preliminary with final approval to be by the staff subject to receipt of all other agency approvals. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Thank you. Our next item is lands of Judy L. Pfeiffer and lands of Atkins, minor subdivision off of a 20-foot easement.
This is a minor subdivision plan for the creation of two lots plus residual lands off of a 20-foot access easement. Proposed Lot A will be 6.7499 acres more or less, and Lot B will be 5.7531 acres more or less. The residual parcels will be 1.03 and 3.17 acres more or less. The property is located on the southeast side of Seashore Highway, Route 18/404. The minor subdivision plan complies with the Sussex County Zoning Code and Subdivision Codes. The tax parcels are District 231, Map 6, Parcel 22, and Parcel 22.04. The zoning is AR1 Agricultural Residential, and staff are awaiting agency approvals.
Mr. Chairman, in regards to lands of Judy L. Pfeiffer and Landis of Atkins, I move for approval of the minor subdivision off a 20-foot easement with final approval by staff upon receipt of all agency approvals.
A second.
It's been moved and seconded to approve the minor subdivision off of a 20-foot easement for lands of Judy L. Pfeiffer and lands of Atkins as a preliminary with final approval to be by the staff subject to receipt of all other agency approvals. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Thank you. Our next item is lands of Shady Oak DE LLC, minor subdivision off of a 28-foot easement.
This is a minor subdivision plan for the creation of two lots off of a 20-foot access easement and a 15-foot access easement. Proposed Lot 4-4-1 will be 1.16 acres more or less. A proposed Lot 4-4-2 will be 2.26 acres more or less. The property is located on the east side of South Old State Road, Sussex County Route 213, and the minor subdivision plan complies with the Sussex County Zoning and Subdivision Codes. Tax parcel is District 135, Map 3, Parcel 26.03. The zoning district is AR1 Agricultural Residential, and staff are in receipt of all agency approvals.
Mr. Chairman, if I could assist before the commission makes a motion on this, that the drawing shown on the screen has a lot of additional information that you wouldn't ordinarily see in relation to septics. So if the commission were happy for staff to process this to final, we would make sure that the final drawings just showed what we needed in terms of the subdivision plan. So.
Yeah, okay, good idea.
Mr. Chairman, in regards to lands of Shady Oak DE LLC, I move for and you say you're still waiting for the agency approvals?
No, we are in receipt of all agency approvals.
I move for approval of the minor subdivision off of a 28-foot easement.
A second.
Moved and seconded to approve the minor subdivision off of a 28-foot easement for lands of Shady Oak DE LLC. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Thank